BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We hear from people who have gone to extreme lengths to try and get the girl or boy. Also, another round of the Who game has not been on for ages. And Clara joins me for a bit of Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, let's have it. Yes, it's Friday lunchtime on Radio 1. And the whole team here are taking full advantage of Chris Stark not being here today by having a lunch that's not beige for a change. So, Chris, if you're listening right now, you're missing out on healthy greens like kale and spinach. We all feel healthy, don't we? Mmm, yes. You can say mmm. Mmm. Lasagna is off the menu for the first time ever on a Friday, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So a few moments ago, I put a photo on my Facebook. I posted a picture of the microphone that I am now speaking into to signify that I am, in fact, on air today on Radio 1. There's always someone that zooms in on the picture, isn't there? So what you can see is the microphone, but also you can see like all the names of the little, all the musics that I play in between the songs and the jingles and that. So loads of people are now asking, what's Sweaty Tash? Because it's on the screen behind the picture of the microphone on Facebook. Sweaty Tash is this, actually. Just a bit of music. I've also got one called Bifter the Big Cheesy Shifter, if you want to hear that. You can probably see that on the screen as well if you're zooming in on Facebook. Seriously, too much free time. Hello, Radio 1!
Hi, Scott, Rich.
Hello, Rich, what's going on?
I was just wondering, did you fire Chris yesterday over your lover's quarrel that you had on air?
Did I fire him?
You must have done. He's disappeared all because of your... He's not inviting you to his party.
Yeah, there was a bit of friction in the studio yesterday. Would you say that, Rich?
It felt awkward to listen to. Yes. You did sound a bit mad, if I'm honest.
Yes, I've had him seen to.
Oh, well.
You won't hear him again.
Oh, well. He'll be upset now. He's ruined it.
Do you really think I fired him?
I think I'm a bit... It's kind of ruined my day a little bit.
You don't believe me. I wouldn't do that over a little quarrel.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm sure he's sent you many flowers and chocolates making up for it.
He just needs to remember whose name's above the doors, that's all.
Oh, there's more pies
you'll learn,
coming.
You'll learn.
So, more pies.
But thanks for your concern, Rich. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Speaking to someone I know earlier today, just on email, and he has... He's taken up horse riding because he really likes a girl who loves horses. So he's like, way to her heart, I'm going to learn how to ride a horse. Which I think is a pretty extreme way of trying to get a girl. It also reminds me of the time my friend Unlucky Gary, who we've not spoken to her for a while actually on the show, went on a date, went on all the rides at Alton Towers, even though he hates rides, just to try and impress. Absolutely hated every minute of it, went on all the rides. And then I also know someone who braved the really hot sauce at the chicken restaurant that rhymes with Fando's just to impress a lady. Like, eyes streaming, but it's like, yeah, I'm going to impress her.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just remembered another person who a few months ago dyed their eyebrows blonde to impress a boy. It's quite extreme, that. Cameron?
Hi there, Scott. How are you doing?
Good, are you right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Have you gone to ridiculous lengths to impress a girl?
I've gone to silly, ridiculous lengths to impress a girl.
Oh, please tell.
I've put my body on the line. I did something... Basically, there's a girl I really liked, and she was a cheerleader at university. So I was trying to figure out how to get to meet, how to see her more. And the American football team used to have their socials together with the cheerleaders. So I decided to join the American football team. I had no interest in the team at all. I don't like the sport or anything.
You just had an interest in one of the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
So?
Well, I got into the team. And I was quite pleased with that. It's always nice to play a new sport. That's what university is all about.
Yeah.
However, it cost me £200 to get into the team because I had to fork out for all the equipment. So you've got the shoulder pads and things like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've still got them now.
Yeah. Were you any good?
I was all right. I got into the team, so I was quite pleased with that, which is nice. But in my first game, so I came on, and within 9 seconds, I did some fairly serious damage to my knee.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and spent 2 months on crutches. And the embarrassing thing was I got carried off by all my players.
In front of the cheerleader?
in front of the cheerleaders. So they were all sitting there watching me, and I was just the shame and the pain. It was just an awful experience.
Oh, this is grim.
Yeah, and the worst thing is that I plan was to go and see her because I get to see her more on the socials, but due to being on crutches, I ended up not going to the socials.
You couldn't go out?
Not seeing her, no.
Right, and did you eventually get with her?
No, not at all. She ended up actually, ironically, getting with the quarterback.
Oh, of course she went with the quarterback.
Yeah,
what a cliche.
I know, such a cliche.
Oh, she's been watching too many teen American movies.
I know, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, cringe.
Better off without her.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Do you still know her?
Yeah, still, I'm friends with her.
Does she know all this?
She has no idea, so it's going on to the radio. It's going to be brilliant.
But yeah, it's fine. Well, at least it's out in the open.
Yeah, no, yeah, nice and honest.
Yeah. Good to speak to you, Cameron.
Cheers.
Love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Pete, hi.
Hi there, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. So who have you tried to impress and how?
Okay, well, basically, I live in Spain, and I was going to the gym, and a Spanish friend of mine was there. So I said to him, what's the best way to pick up guys in Spain? And he said the best place is in the gym, so it's convenient that I was there. And he said, just basically, go up to someone that you sort of fancy.
In the gym?
He's on a machine. In the gym, yeah. He's sitting on a machine, and just tell them that they're using the machine incorrectly.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, so I saw someone, went up to them, and I was like, excuse me, you're not using that machine right. Do you want me to show you how to use it?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. So I sat down on the machine and started trying to use the machine. Obviously, I had no idea what I was doing.
But you're telling this guy that he's doing it wrong?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, another guy comes up to me and tells me that I'm using the machine incorrectly.
Well, what were you doing?
I was sitting on the seat the wrong way round.
And he said that in front of the guy you were trying to impress?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that's... Wow, what a winner you are.
Quite embarrassing.
Oh, no. Were you actually... What was it, like a rowing machine?
It was like one of... It's like a weight machine where you put your arms around and, like, you pull your arms together. I don't go to the gym that often, so I've got no idea what I'm doing.
But you were sat on it the wrong way round.
Basically, yeah.
Did you use that advice ever again, or did you just leave the gym immediately?
I haven't been to the gym since.
Good one. Thank you, Pete.
No worries. Cheers, Scott. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Do you want to hear about someone that's gone to extreme lengths just to try and get with somebody? John, that's who. This is happening in his life at the moment. He is currently pretending to go to the gym every day because... His new girlfriend, likes guys who go to the gym. She's obviously said that in some kind of conversation before. So he's been doing this for 2 months. He's like, yeah, see you later. Just off to the gym again. And hasn't gained any muscle or got any fitter in any way because what he's actually doing is just going around his friends and playing PlayStation or sometimes goes to golf or sometimes goes to the chicken restaurant that we were talking about earlier. It's a new relationship. He really likes her. Doesn't want to go to the gym, so he's just pretending to go every day. She thinks he's going to the gym. He's just playing PlayStation. I think we need to call this guy maybe next week. This is too good. Just played you Childish Gambino in 3005. Jamie's on with one now.
Right, basically, I tried to win my ex-girlfriend back over in quite a extreme way.
Okay, so you broke up, but you're like, oh, actually, I really want her back.
Yeah, we went on holiday in September, and then 2 days after we landed, she decided to call it a day.
What, while you were on holiday?
No, we landed back in England, and then 2 days later, I took her to see Lee Evans the day after we landed, and then the day after that, she decided to call it a day.
I mean, it can't have been Lee Evans, right?
I hope not.
Was the holiday any good?
That was the best holiday we had. We've been on a few, but...
What's she playing at?
Tell me about it, eh?
So you're dumped. How do you get her back?
So, about a month after we broke up, I hadn't spoke to her, and it was coming up to what would have been our two-year anniversary. Mm. And I lived in Essex, and she was at university in Cornwall. So I thought it'd be a good idea to book the day off work, get my mate Balboa to come and drive 7 hours up to Cornwall with me.
Oh, not Balboa. You got him involved as well.
Got Balboa involved, yeah.
That's quite a long drive, that.
Yeah, yeah. And I dressed up in a suit with flowers, which were pretty much dead by the time I got there.
Oh, you're and sweet.
And a teddy.
Are you gonna and a teddy?
Yep.
Are you gonna surprise her?
Yep. So I got to her house and she wasn't in. So I parked down the road. She drove past me with her new boyfriend in the car.
Oh, no!
And, yeah, so I thought, well, I'm here now, I might as well give it a shot.
Walked oh, no, you didn't. Her. Right? Why at that point, why did you not just go, OK, let's go back to Essex, Balboa?
I just drove 7 hours. I've got to give it the best go, haven't I?
Yeah, fair point. I mean, you're there, aren't you?
Exactly. So I walked up to her. She sent him inside. I went to give her the flowers and the teddy. And she basically said, what are you doing here? I don't want to speak to you. Go away. So I passed everything over. And she was like, why are you giving me this? And I was like, I just wanted to try and get you back. And she was like, I don't want to see you. Go home. So turned around, got in the car, went and got a McDonald's. Other ones are available, sorry.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
And drove 7 hours back with my mate Balboa asleep next to me.
Oh, and he fell asleep. Brilliant.
He fell asleep, So
I hate that if you're driving on long car journeys. Don't go to sleep. Entertain me.
Exactly. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, to be fair.
Oh, no. And you'd handed over the flowers and the teddy, and you're wearing a suit.
Yeah. Pretty tragic, really, isn't it?
And that's the end of that, was it?
Pretty much, yep. Never spoke to her again.
I feel a bit sad.
It is a bit tragic, isn't it? But what can you do? I'm all right now.
Good. And thank you for sharing.
No worries at all. Thank you very much.
Say hi to Balboa for me as well.
I will do. Don't worry.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Paddy.
Hi, Paddy, how are you?
Not so bad, thank you. I was just thinking, Cos Friday, it'd be quite cool to have a bit of a Who game. What do you reckon?
Cos Friday, I think you might be right. Do you fancy one?
Yes, absolutely.
Thing is, though, it's not really up to me anymore because it's our listener, Joe. He kind of came up with the game and I feel that I should run it past him.
Oh, that's probably a good idea, yeah.
You think?
Yes.
Are you keen to play the game, are you?
I'm keen to play.
Okay, so this is where you just come up with something a little bit retro in your head and then, hey! It.
Absolutely.
It can be a thing, it can be a person, it can be food, anything.
Rubik's Cubes, for example.
Yeah. I'm just asking the producer of the programme to find the number for Joe.
All right, okay.
Are you okay to hold on a minute? Paddy?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've got nothing else to do today, so...
Do you want some on-hold music? I could put you on hold.
Oh, go on, then.
Okay. Please hold, caller. Obviously enjoying this. I can hear you singing. Your call is important to me. Hang on. Please hold.
Cheer up. Chin up.
Not even chin up. That reminds me, I want to play that again. That was awesome.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, it's Scott Mills.
Hi, Scott, you all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
A guy called Paddy's just rang the show and asked if we can do the Who game, and I wanted to run it by you first.
Yeah, why not?
You up for it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Have you got any prepared? I've noticed it's quite last minute.
I can think of some, sure, why not?
Okay. Well, should we have a three-way then? Because Paddy's on the line as well. Hi, Paddy.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Joe.
Hi, mate, you all right?
Okay.
Not so bad.
I've actually got quite a few stored up in my head.
Oh,
same
right.
Here, yeah.
Yeah?
I feel like I'm massively underprepared compared to you guys, so I'm a bit concerned.
Why don't we have, like, one song to kind of gather our thoughts and then we can all do it?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, just so you can think of a few more, maybe.
Okay.
Because when you can't think of any anymore, you're out the game.
Sweet. The Scott
Mills Daily. We're about to play the Who game on BBC Radio 1. Paddy's just called up. Hi, Paddy.
Hi, Scott.
And the kind of inventor of the Who game, Joe. Hi.
Hiya.
So this is a game where you pick something from the past, something a bit retro, something you've not heard of for a while, or something you just don't use anymore, and you go, Who! After it. If you can't think of any more, you are out the game. If you are Who-less, you are off. So I serve...
Go on, Scott.
Okay, so I'll go. Let's go this way around. Scott, Paddy, Joe. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Orange Wednesdays. Hey!
Invisible dog leaves. Hey!
What even is that? What is that?
Overhead projectors. Hey!
Taking a DVD out and blowing it when it doesn't work. Hey!
Duck sauce, Barbra Streisand.
Yes, Paddy.
That is a little bit keen. That was brilliant.
Yes?
Oh, yeah.
What have you got, Joe?
Let's go with Walkmans.
Hello.
Turkey Twizzlers. Hello.
Nice.
Similar to Joe's, Discmans. Hello.
Nice, nice. Pokemon cards.
Hello.
The TV show Holding the Wall. Hello.
That wasn't a TV show.
Yes, it was. I was on it.
Yeah. Are you
Don't Google it. Seriously, the outfit's not forgiving.
All right, that's going to have to be Googled a bit later on.
Who's next? Is it me?
It's me, no. I think.
Paddy?
No, I'll just go. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Nice. Mona the Vampire.
Foot spas. Hello!
They're still on.
Wow. Not in my life.
Fair play.
The TV programme Round the Twist. Hey!
Nice, nice. Ricky and Bianca off of EastEnders.
Oh! Okay.
I can't think of any more.
Are you out?
Oh, no.
I think he's out, Joe.
Mills, you're out.
Okay, well, you two carry on then, gutted. Right, Paddy, go.
Pat Sharp.
Nice. Keenan and Kel. Uh-oh.
Legends. Inflatable furniture.
Yeah, that's nice, that's nice. Samantha Mumba.
mini discs.
Shane Ward's singing career. Oh.
Steve Brookstein.
That's nice, that's nice. Is it too soon to who? Louis Walsh.
Up to you.
Louis Walsh. Oh.
Pop Idol. Hello.
Nice, nice. Nicky Chapman. Hello. Oh,
come on.
Oh, one from the Scott Mills show back in the day. Pressing 5 on your keypad to high-five someone over the phone.
Nice, nice.
That happened.
Art Attack. Hello.
Nice. Oh, no,
Paddy,
I think I'm out as well.
You're out. Oh, Joe is the winner again.
The undisputed champion of the Who game, which in its own right is a bit of a Who.
The king of the Whos.
The king of the Who game.
This guy's going straight in my basket.
That is going straight in my basket.
Oh, I thought of more now. That's so annoying. Loom bands.
Loom bands. I was sitting on a killer with Les Battersby off of Corrie. massive Who.
Thanks, both.
No worries. Thanks for the average challenge, but, you know, still unbeaten.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's got me right up for the weekend now, that has.
What an awful talent I seem to possess. Thanks
you do,
for that.
Yeah. Congratulations. Good work, Joe. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Thanks, Paddy. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye, Scott.
What did you just do?
Press 5 on my keypad to do a high five.
Do it again. Doesn't even work. That's how long ago it was. Rubbish. Who ever thought that was a good idea?
Terrible.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. We talk about ridiculous lengths earlier you go to impress people that you think are quite hot. So this girl's been on, doesn't want to give her name, and she didn't want to leave her number. But I can do the story. So during my first year of university, she says, one of my male friends on my course became infatuated with one of his flatmates in halls, who we all thought was way out of his league. So he tries to impress her by joining the rugby team. Bristol is actually very good at rugby, so he didn't even make the fourth team. Eventually, gets so desperate, tries to join the rugby team. He leaves geography and moves to history to spend more time with the object of his affections. I mean, this is a really long story, but to cut it short, she ended up going out with one of their other flatmates, who she is now still dating. He had to go through the whole year of history as it was too late to swap back. So when he rejoined geography, he was a year and 9 grand behind all of them. That's ridiculous. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Back to the Who game. Mark in King's Lynn says, it put such a big smile on my face. Proper Friday game, that. All right. We haven't done it since June. Seem to love it today. He says, please replay the Duck Sauce Who, because it was genius.
Duck Sauce, Barbra Streisand.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday was a proper fit innuendo bingo. And if you're a Made in Chelsea fan, then you do not want to miss this video. There's a video up now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Just put Radio 1 into YouTube, you'll find it. It's Lucy Watson and James Dunmore, her boyfriend, playing innuendo bingo. And the face on Lucy throughout the game needs to be seen. Not impressed at all. So it's James and Lucy, innuendo bingo. It's on Radio 1 YouTube right now. She still got really involved, but she just didn't want the water in her face. It's Martin Clunes on Good Morning Britain. Fill your cheeks, please, everyone. Now, Martin's managed to get Sigourney Weaver to appear in an episode of Doc Martin. And he knows exactly what he wants to do when she's there.
And she said, oh, I want to be it. I want to be in it. And fortunately for her, my wife was there as well. And she said, all right. And so we wrote a couple of scenes for her.
How fantastic.
Yeah. So she gets to be insulted by her own friend in the chemist. And then I take her up the surgery and give her a hard time.
That was far more forceful than I thought you were going to be, actually.
And then Lucy came up with this incredible revelation.
I have a phobia of tap water.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Is that really bad?
A phobia of tap water. That, you couldn't be any more Made in Chelsea right now. That's so good. Can we get her Evian next time, please?
Almond water,
anything,
please.
From the Nordic mountains.
It's not like a snobby thing.
Just, okay. Yeah.
Just a phobia.
Yeah. Yeah, would it make you feel better if I told you it was mineral water?
Yeah.
It is. It's really not. So Lucy Watson and James Dunmore, innuendo bingo, watch it now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. How does she manage to wash?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Clara Amfo.
Scott Mills.
All right?
Yeah, I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. You look exhausted from Live Lounge Month. You don't really.
It's such a... Yeah, I don't know, yeah. How do I take a statement like that?
Might want to have a nap, Clara.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired pressing all those buttons. It's such a drama.
I know.
Such a chore.
Just watching all those people sing. Live.
I know.
Oh, how was James Bay?
He was absolutely brilliant. He really was really, really good. I'm going to keep saying really because he just was.
Really, yeah.
There was a great reaction to it. Although someone got in their feelings and texted in being all like, oh, like you always say, like every reaction is the best reaction ever. I didn't say ever. I just said it was a really good reaction because it was.
You're always going to get that on the Live Lounge.
Hate's going to hate, darling.
Dust off the shoulders.
Oh,
don't
always.
Worry about it.
Lol.
Okay, let's play Friday's Real or No Real.
Lose Yourself rapper Eminem doesn't allow swearing in his house.
Well, it's an interesting one with artists, isn't it? Because a lot of them are like, you know, my music is me, I am my music, what you see is what you get. But then a lot of them are like, the person that you see in the magazines, on the TV, that's not the real me. Like, you know, I just like to have a cup of tea. And even though we all know Eminem likes to rap about a lot of things, a lot of deep things, he could actually be a non-sweary chamomile tea drinking kind of guy when doors are closed.
You never know. I mean, imagine my surprise when I was at a day spa recently and Professor Green walks in.
No way.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Yeah, but like, it's okay to have a spa. I've heard that Eminem loves the spa treatments as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like a full body massage. Go for it.
I can imagine that.
There's nothing wrong with rappers going to spas, by the way. I'm all for it. But does Eminem allow...
I love how you put out that disclaimer because you don't want a hip-hop beef, do you?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I've had that before with 50 Cent. It's a long story. But Eminem doesn't allow swearing in his house. I think that is probably... I'm saying it's real because he's got kids.
I was just going to say that I think that could be real because he's got a little daughter, hasn't he? And also, could you imagine if they got into an argument and she started saying rude words and he couldn't really tell her off because she'd be like, well, I learned it from you, so...
Also, do you think that Eminem's voice at home is not the Eminem voice that we know? I think a bit like Charlie Sloth. Because he doesn't actually speak like that.
What do you mean? Charlie Sloth, of course he speaks like that.
No. Like when he's in here, you know, he's like, hello, how are you?
Charles.
Actually really posh.
Charles Sloth.
And then he goes on like, ow!
Were you saying blood on the sexiest fat man in the universe?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at home, he's like, hello.
Pip, pip.
I'm saying this one is real.
I'm going to say it's real as well.
That one is real.
He revealed in a CBS News interview that he doesn't allow any swearing, Eminem, because he does have children. That's, as we said, very responsible. And next...
In honour of their most recent single, the Vaccines start every gig at 2020.
If that's real, I actually love that because that's delightfully geeky. And also, I really appreciate people using the 24-hour clock.
I like that as well.
Because I'm the type of, I think it's a radio dork thing.
Do you?
Because when I text my friends, say, oh, you know, shall we meet up or whatever, they'll be like, oh yeah, at one, and they won't leave, you know, they won't write 1 p.m. or whatever, and it really stresses me out, and I'll reply saying no, 1300 hours.
Oh, you say 1300?
I absolutely do.
It's quite formal, Clara.
But I quite like it. It's precise.
Yeah. Most gigs start around the 8, 9 o'clock mark, though, don't they?
They do.
So I'm saying that I would be a geek about it as well if I was in vaccines. If my last single was called 2020, I would start all my gigs at 8:20. So I'm saying real.
But then at the same time, are the vaccines that diva enough that they could convince a whole venue to make sure that they're always on at 2020?
So this is a no real from you?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
No, they don't. But they are in the live lounge with Sarah Jane Crawford on Sunday.
Yeah, on the 6th.
And finally,
British actor Tom Hardy turned up to the premiere of his most recent film with his dog.
Now, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Is just wonderful.
Let's talk about it.
So one day, I was cycling through my neighbourhood and I had to park my bike. And as I was parking my bike, this really handsome guy walked by with a dog. I think it's a Labrador he's got. And I caught eyes with him and I was just like, wow, he is fit. But the thing is, I looked really sweaty because I'd just been cycling loads and loads. And I was like, oh, it's Tom Hardy. And we locked eyes for a second. Then he walked into the building that he was in. And I thought I was pregnant just looking at him.
Did you? That's the best thing you've ever said.
He's just great to look at, isn't he? I'm not, though, by the way.
Did you? You're not, no?
He is not
okay.
My father.
And it's not, okay.
Yeah.
But you are pregnant.
No, I'm not.
Okay, right.
I'm not.
It's an exclusive. Whoop. Did you lock eyes, though?
We did lock eyes.
I love this.
But I think it was more of a way where I don't think he was looking at me like, oh, hey, don't, because, you know, he's married and, like, you know, committed to a very beautiful actress lady.
Sure.
Not that I've Googled it or anything. Mm. But I think it was more like, why is that girl staring at me so much?
Okay.
And my dog.
He did have a dog with him that day.
He did have a dog with him, but then would you want to bring your dog to a premiere?
Yeah, that's odd, bringing him to a red carpet.
I think it's no real, just because people can be horrible about... Actually, no, but then Pudsey gets away with it. Pudsey goes to all the premieres. The Britain's Got Talent dog.
Oh, God, yeah, he does.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to say real. If Pudsey can go to a premiere, then so can Tom Hardy's dog.
I'm going real as well.
That one is real.
He turned up to the premiere of his new film with his dog, Woody.
Amazing.
Thanks for that story. I wouldn't have known that otherwise.
Ding dong.
And at the end of that, I got 20 and you win with 30. Thank you, Clara.
Thank you.
And you've got more Live Lounge goodness on Monday.
Yes, with Wolf Alice.
Be there, 10 o'clock Monday on Radio 1. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too, love. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Friday's show. Join us Monday from 1, and it's the last in the current series of Instant Dragon's Den. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.